not paying any.
So honor is more purposeful to honor that class of Brahmacharis or to honor Ekadashi. What this would be? He thought that Ekadashi and Dwadashi, they have a relation with Krishna himself. And Ekadashi is the mother of bhakti. In any case, I cannot reject bhakti. To honor Brahmins, it is parasthik and its effect on only body. But for Ekadashi, what I can do begin again? But if my bhakti is disturbed, then I am not off anywhere. So he told that, oh, I should do something. If anyone is not taking anything, what to take rent? Never he has not taken water even in Ekadashi Vrata. Then he can pay for that Ekadashi Paran. He can take water mixed with Tulasi, which has been given, offered to Krishna, Charanamrita. That only water he can take. And with bhakti, his Ekadashi will be done far. But if anyone has done the only fruits and he has taken water in Ekadashi, then by that process we cannot do far. So he had not taken water even. So he thought that I should take water only, which has offered to Krishna on Ekadashi, like Charanamritam, Arashnanamritam. He took only water. And thus he did part. And at once, knowing the Vasa, he used to know he was Sarvakya, past future and present, he used to know. And he quickly knew that he had taken water. He has no so much care for Ekadashi. Perhaps he has not done Ekadashi. It has not written that Durvasa was doing for observing Ekadashi, but he was Brahmagyan. Brahmagyan is minute observe Ekadashi. They can observe Ekadashi. But he was not so much. Has not so much honor for Ekadashi as he has honor for Brahmagyan. But on the other hand, Amrish Maharaj, he has no honor for Brahmagyan. He has an honor for Brahmagyani or any Brahmin. But if there was comparison, he could reject Brahmagyan and Brahmans and worldly all affairs he can reject. He can give up his father, mother, wife and everything for a cause. So, Rishi became so angry that you have invited me and you have not given me anything and you have taken yourself water. Oh, you are very wicked person, and you have not honored, so I will give a lesson to you. And he took his tear and he fired him from her. Jata. Jata, you know? Fired him. And he told that all you should go at once and
kill Amrish Maharaj.
You should burn. But Ambarish, he is a householder. I am a Brahmachari from my life. I am Brahmagyan. He is nothing. And he is thinking that I am king. False so many ego. But who has false ego?
Durvasa.
He has no false ego. He is householder, living with all his family. And I am Brahmagyani, Maharshi. I have left my home 1,000 years before. And he is not respecting. Oh, at once I am burnt. mankind, all the chakra sudarshan, all the protected. In any way, anyone cannot see, but he is always protected. There is real one. Those who have no care for that, always going serving to Krishna, chanting, they don't know their body and nothing to do. They have totally offered their body, mind, soul, heart, everything to Krishna. So Krishna has to take care of all. So for these classes of Vaishnavas and devotees, we are ordered Sudarshan Chakra. Always go and save them. Anyone should not harm them. So Sudarshan Chakra at once appeared and he, at once with his rays, he burnt that fire also. At once. Big fire was burnt. And then he quickly shot towards Durvasa. What happened? Durvasa began, and quickly she is coming to burn me. Now he was trembling. What to do? When this fire was coming to burn, he was frightened. I have nothing to do. Let fall. And he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In his world. Nothing to fear, nothing to do, anything. He was. But when this Chakshu Darshan came towards Durvasa, his so much rage. Lightning.
Burning rage.
He began to light bulb. And at once, quickly, fly away here and there. He went to Brahma, he went to Shankar, he went here, Patal, and everywhere. But none can save you. They told that we cannot save you from this Chakrasudarshan. Chakrasudarshan is himself Krishna. His power of Krishna. He is Nishingade, actually. Not Chakrasudarshan, which Chakrasudarshan? Nishingade is Chakrasudarshan. And he has told the Nishingade and saved my all. That is why he said also Prahlad Maharaj. And if you call him and if there is any problem, okay, only not saving. He will give what? Sudarshan. He will give so much light that Krishna will be seen in that light. So it is called Sudarshan. Su means good. And darshan means
vision.
He will give vision. That you can see yourself, Krishna, Vrindavan, everything. So he went to Narayan and Narayan also told that I cannot save you. If there is any thorn coming in feet, it cannot come from here. Understand? What I told.
If you step on a thorn and it goes in your foot, you cannot remove that thorn through the head. It will have to come back out through the same foot where the thorn went in.
Vaishnava are at my feet. I walk from their feet. I take anything from their hands. I take anything from their mouth. I don't know myself. They are my heart and their heart. So quickly, if you want to accept me, you should go there. Then he quickly returned and that Ambarish Maharaj humbly praying to Krishna that said that Rishi, O Sudarshan Maharaj. But Sudarshan was also following him and he came and he was restless. Sudarshan, Durvasa. Then he fell flat on the lotus feet of
Ambarish Maharaj.
But Ambarish was so humble that he embraced him. Oh, Rishi, you should be saved. I am so wretched that I have given this trouble to you. Please excuse me. Oh, I have never known you that you are so powerful. Servants of Vishnu, Krishna, Ram, are so powerful, I never expected like this. Today I have seen that you are more powerful than Krishna himself, Supreme God, because Krishna has given his whole heart to the devotee, and devotee died. So I today do. So Anantadasanam Mahattam Abdadishkami. I have seen the servants of Ananta, whose glory is Ananta, his power is Ananta, infinite. So, then Maharaj told to Sudarshan, O Sudarshan, if I have done anything, I have served you or your Prabhu, then quickly save this situation. Then he began to come and went and he returned to Sudarshan. And then Rishi was with him and doing Prashchitta. Why I have done so? And he is so great that humble that he has forgiven me. Then Amrish Maharaj told, oh, you are so hungry. So we were waiting for this. There are so many dishes, and it has been offered to Krishna. Whole year he could never
took
took
even water.
Waiting for and then when Durvasa was satisfied, and then he took some remnant. And he gave that remnant to his family. So you should see that if anyone is of that ekadasi, how powerful he is. Though he may not be Brahmajnani, not anything, but he is more powerful. He may be life leader, false order reading, not doing so much pastoralism or anything, not reading so Vedas, Upanishads, but even chanting her name, doing Ekadasi, worshipping Tulasi, and remembering, and going in the association of Vaishnavas, oh, they are so high, more than Brahma. Yeah. Go.
Hey,
Hare Krishna.